wonderful. This is so wonderful. It started the opening tune, and I stopped it. And maybe some of my listeners know exactly why I did it. It's going to come to a time when I don't play no music at all, because we need to change present and civilize ways of our societal, of the civilized societal world. Because if you remember the calendar that we use today, it says BC versus AD. Remember that? Now, I'm talking to you all over the world right now. And today is February 1st. A lot of people don't know the significance of this counting. 2021 years. But it is very significant to the civilized existence. And the more I think about it, is the more I'm energized. Here is a case. There is a legal case in front of us that we are to get ourselves mindful of it, that the world is moving, the human activities moving by a chaotic energy and civilized energy. And if the civilized people do not develop concern about it, they are going to perish with the sodomite people who have been taking the human world in this direction of ebbing. And what I see, I'm over 70 years of age now. What I see is that they have managed to the sodomite, uncivilized. We call them people. They have managed to succeed in reconstructing the concept of the, they call us black people and call themselves white people. So let's talk about it that way. I know that what I'm saying is not pleasant to sodomite white people. But what do I have to say to them? They have no country but Europe. And talk to me about this, because I am going to point to the certified World History Textbook, the big World History Textbook that you find in universities, colleges, and all academic a D accredited certification institutions, where you go there and upon your graduation, they give you a diploma, a certificate that you study here, you accomplish all these courses, and you graduate. So I'm saying, what I see is like, black people don't know what happened, why we have BC versus AD. Black people don't, a lot of black people don't really understand why. It is their downfall. Black people don't know why a Bible is written and scattered all over the civilized world like it is a history book. The Bible don't say it is a history book, does it? It does not. Now, the reason why I am talking like this is, just 1 second. I am talking about this because of the problem that I am speaking of, the context of this preface to what I want to talk about. I'm getting around to it. It's like a little background. I'm talking like this because there's something, this problem we have where these white people, they come out with little bit of civilized knowledge and continue to imitate the African people. And everything they have, they stole it from the African people. Now, when I come here and I talk about it, it's history. It is written in history. I'm not talking anything that is not like, I'm not, if I were preaching about Jesus and stuff like that on this show, you know, these sodomite white people wouldn't have no problem with it. You can see the kind of world that we have around us right now. It's like, they are not in Europe. They don't care to stay in Europe and carry on what they are carrying on with right now. And why? And it's not just in America alone we have this scenery where they have what is called a constitution in America. If you look back in retrospect, they came here in the 1600s. That is after they start to destroy the world and all like that. And what they have done is kicked out the African people out of these different places around the world where they, from after they migrate out of Africa, just like the Homo erectus ancestors of the white people did, they did not go and relocate themselves around the different places in the world. They didn't do that. They stay in the Caucasus mountain over there. Do you understand what I'm saying? When I'm reading now, I'm seeing that they go and begin to populate themselves among the African people who go and spread out all over the world. That's what I'm reading. But from my parents to the church to school, nobody addressed none of this. My parents, they lived like, you know, people in post-slavery, where white people now elevate themselves to becoming plantation slave owners. And what I'm reading in the history don't say nothing. It doesn't say anything. about what I'm seeing in the world around me. I grew up in a little district in St. Catherine, and the churches in the little district where just a few people, I don't know if a good 1,000 people live in my district and in adjacent district. I don't think we have 1,000 people. But there is the church, like about 3 or 4 churches. And today, there may be more, right? So I can see clearly that the world, the human civilized world, BC, you go back and check on the BC era and see if you find a church back there. Until it come right down to the Bronze Age and come to the first century BC. You know why we have a first century BC? Our BCE? It's because of these white sodomites that learn a little civility because of their interbreeding with even African people. So they become, you know, half civilized because they are not hybrid and they don't want anybody, this world here, to become conscious that black people are hybrid. Two different life, blood, two different blood created the civilized people. But it is appropriate to say the black-headed people because the Chinese and the Indians and Hispanics and Arabs and stuff like that, we are the same civilization. We are the same heterosexual blood people, right? No problem in intermarrying our ethnicities, but not the white people. And they don't have an origin that mixed with us. So all the time that they have been in Europe, you know, they've been here long before even the gods, the Elohim, they came to Earth. And before, I mean, according to the history, and as far as we are concerned, who just came long after the Elohim came to Earth. And of course, they were on a mission, and there were many of them until they didn't want to do any more work. I think that is very, very significant that I must mention. Do you know how the four rivers come to be in Africa? The Euphrates and the other three. And the other three rivers in Africa. It is the gods. It is them, physical beings, gods. They are the one who trench out these rivers. And it took them a mighty long time to complete it. So we're looking at what's here today and don't know that when we see the pyramids and many other, they came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's, not white people, because they are not mankind like context that history is talking. They are not included in there. Okay? You take it serious, because I am serious about that. You see? Until the breath leave my biological frame, we gonna talk about truth here. You see what I mean? Yes. So this is the record, the historic record I'm reading. Zachariah Sitchin. When time began, when our time began, and the time of the Elohim on earth began. And beyond that, but civilized people time. And it says they came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. it means that there was none before. Absolutely none. And the things that we are enjoying on earth today, it was not so. This earth was without form and void. When those gods dredged the rivers, they greatly subscribed to changing the surface of the earth and begin to make plants grow. It's them. Begin to make rainfall. They provide these kinds of dynamical things that we experience. Be back, people. There is just no way that there is consideration for white people to rule the world. There's no consideration for that. So why are we in this situation here now? For yourself. And as you learn, it becomes your power. They came to earth. They never come to earth to create mankind like the Bible tells us. That's flagrant lie. History doesn't tell us that this earth was created and God wanted us to be, you know, righteous children and, you know, fight against Satan. No, God stopped. The prehistory that has been here since the gods themselves came here and mankind, civilized mankind, was never created yet. So, what? If you're wondering where it is from, it's them. It's the gods who created, established all these things that I'm telling you that they create, right? So they created mankind later on because they needed intelligent, civilized working beings to help them. And that's how we were created. Then I'm saying to you, the white people were already in Europe, gone to the history. And Homo erectus, that's their earliest ancestors, who migrate out of Africa and go into Europe. And that's how these white people come about. They're not ivory, but they interbreed over like 2 million years or something like that until, you know, the Homo sapien was created by the gods, them who came here 450,000 years ago. So there is Homo sapien that came out. And two subgroups came out from the Homo sapien, Homo sapiens, right? And what are those two subgroups? What I'm saying to you, read in the World History textbook and you can find it right there. In the World History textbook, the sign in the beginning of the textbook. And you will see for yourself, I'm not smoking. I'm telling you the truth, that we must consider and recognize that all this white man bureaucracy that they set up and draw the world to revere them, and they are just a sodomite culture, not a civilization. They will never be a civilization. Now, does history has jurisdiction over civilization? Yes. Yes, it does. Where are these sodomites going, talking about they hone everything here coming out of the Homo erectus. All right? And you look for yourself and tell me, do you see any civilization coming out of them? No. No civilization. Don't come out of white people. Now, when I sit here, and they erase everything I say. They erase everything I say. And it's the reason why I don't play any more of the leading tune. Because you know what? Let them provide evidence for what they do. Now, if I'm breaking the law, all right, they claim they have law. Let me go through their process and see how well they come out with it. Tell the world something went nagasa. Oh, God, make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh. They are so uncivilized and anti-civilization that the only thing they want is to take whatever knowledge they can get to fashion their sodomite way of life. And they reach a point where they think that they don't want no civilized establishment on earth, because sodomy is the way that life should exist on earth. That's the thing. That's why they talk about Adam and Eve in a garden, where those things are not civilized account. They are not historic account. They never happened. But God make earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. And God is a spirit at that. The things that they're saying don't make no sense. But they're saying, no, believe it. Have faith in it. Function cannot carry on a civilized world. So what we end up in? Confusion. That they're using the civilized establishment of the earth and turn it off into faggot way of life. And that everybody else must come underneath it. So to do that, they change the calendar. So that's how we get BC or BCE versus AD and Adamani. And what is AD and Adamani? It's Latin. What does it mean? In the year of our Lord. There is no freaking thing ever happened called in the year of our Lord. The sodomite invented it. They are not saying anything saving what they know about African people. Everything that they say and do is an idea that they get from the African people. This is not a joke. It's not a joke. They are still mating with animals. And there is nothing in history that says white men rule over civilized society. But they come in and shove aside kinship. Now, look here. It's gone too far? Yes. It is madding too far. It's time that they know to go back where they come from. Have done anything to say they own anything, they don't own nothing. Not even the dust of a penny worth. White people don't own anything. When I say bamboos will be seized by lies, man, never a sinner, that is 100% sound fact. Nobody can break it. But still, they have church out there that blocks off the truth, polytheistic age, and what happened back there. They don't want what happened back there to become the consciousness of the world in their time, when they think that they have military, they have all kind of stuff now, and too much wealth than they can manage, so they own the world. And I'm saying, you know, I come and read and find out all these kind of the whole bunch of shenanigans. Is that serious enough? Is that serious meaning? I mean, enough to use in this at this time to address them? Is it shenanigans? Look it up in the dictionary there. What is shenanigans? These are our garbled vocabulary words we are using here today. You tell you about believe in the Lord Jesus and thou shalt be saved. Imagine, we are using this calendar and celebrating Christmas and Easter, and these sodomites don't have any better sense than what they write in Genesis 19. They said, look, and see, almost a duck. It is of a duck to believe what they write in Genesis 19. That Lot and his uncle Abraham came into this piece of land, right, where they were, according to them, and the story, they had cattle, wealthy cattle owners, and they had to make a decision which area of the land they are going to for their feeding ground. And they are writing into Genesis like it is a historic fact that Abraham and Lot parted, and Lot went into a sodomite neighborhood. Now, why Lot would go into a sodomite neighborhood to live, like he doesn't have any place to go? And they're writing it, and they don't see something wrong with what they are saying. Where was any sodomite people around civilized enough back in the time they are writing about that? But they don't care about that. They don't care about that. They write it anyway. And look at what I'm telling you today, the people that is said they were running the world today with AD and Adamani and leave out willfully. They do it because they intend to make the world sodomite. That's what these white people, that's what they are doing. I can prove to you that they're almost there. Black people are marrying each other now. Same sex. Sodomy. 100% sodomite. Black people are converted. They were not created like that by the Elohim. It is imperative that people understand we are living by the mercies of the Elohim gods and what they do on earth. And before they go away, they did not have any conference with sodomites. They did not. Sodomites came in and was learning polytheism ways, and nobody stopped them. And what did they do? They used that to do what they are doing today, to gain access to the establishment of Elohim and the people that Elohim created. Well, of course, I don't read where they have any interaction directly with the gods, but with the institution, Pantheon, that the gods create. I mean, you see black people talking about Pantheon today? It is the gods' establishment, and these sodomites take it over. And everywhere that the Elohim established, and we know that in France, in Iraq, they take all of these places over, and they almost take over Africa too. They almost take over Egypt. These sodomites, they're so brilliant, you know, that they think it's a great heroic thing to kill off African hybrid people with a Bible that disown their origin and totally disown that the Elohims are real. It's their saga God that begot a son before they create heaven on earth. Bringing black people into it says, stop, go back home where you come from. That's what me say. I am Tim Aldred. I'm Galalim. Galalim tell you today to get out of our territories. And I'm serious. Because the history doesn't say anything about white people rule the world. It doesn't. And therefore, the World History textbook says concerning civility of the River Valley. It says important religious development characterized the new urban civilizations. All of them established religion to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. What is our existence as civilized people? It's the gods. Come from the gods. These guys write a Bible and totally omit any implication that black people are hybrid created in the image and the likeness of God. They turn off what they say in regards to it to a monotheism God, which history clearly obliterates what they are writing. They're writing in the Bible, not one scholar that they graduate in their production of the Bible. They don't have one of them. Not even Martin Luther of the 15th century. Not even him that come and establish all of these Protestant churches. Not even him don't say the Bible is a record of the past. Him don't say that. He was trying to get them to make the Bible make better sense, but they tried to kill him. Martin Luther of the 15th century. Not Martin Luther King. And we are stumbling in the dark ever since 509 BC, when these guys overthrow the king in Italy and behaving like it's not them. They don't come here with that because they are the ones who call themselves Romans, and ever since they go into Israel 63 BC, they are the ones who started the war with the black people in Palestine. They are the same one who overthrew the king in Rome and called themselves Roman Republic. And they built up all kinds of something with Roman Republic. They have the military from then. They never had anything before. So they are stealing everything from us. And that is their big start, 509 BC. That's their big start. So now they talk about, it's the Romans go into, tear down Jerusalem. The Romans, them not tell you, say, they are the Indo-Europeans that did it. It's them. They need to get their sodomite endocrine back where they come from and learn to be culture of sodomites. They're right in Genesis 19 that two men, and in this case, it is the implication of gods, not their spirit god, but the Elohim God, who walk on earth like fleshy people, but they are a nation or a species of fleshy people, the most sophisticated, civilized, and intelligent life form that we know today. And see all their work out there as is written all over the place. That's all this history. And these guys, little tiny fragment of hominoids, they are coming to make all this problem with the big black people civilization. ox can spiral about that. He tell you clearly over the past 4,000 years what they have done with the black people's civilization. He write it because they're so uncivilized, you know. Oh, what they are doing is dangerous. They don't think it's dangerous. You see? And especially that black people are afraid of them and allow them to do whatever they want to do. Time comes. Stop it. Done with it. Done with it. That power that allowed them to do it, that power gone. You see? And the truth has come forth. They don't have any sense to know that, look, they must run and go seek for cover because it's not people coming after them with guns. That's going to obliterate them off the planet Earth. It's the gods themselves. They think that they can use the blessings of the gods and fuck each other's ass, marry them, and fuck them for their lifetime. They think that they'll be able to do all of that. Now, I would like to see them show the power that they have. Stop killing the black people. And I'm not saying about see a year and stop killing the black people. I'm saying, you know, as long as you're here over 400 years now, all right, it's time. You're going to stop killing black people, pack your bag and head on out. Head on out. You know, so I'm telling you that black people must look and see what they have around them in the world. And the Bible that they are reading and think that, oh, that's all they have to trust in God. There is no God in the Bible for anybody to trust. Because this story that they're writing about creation cannot be true if you read it good. So, see, the story that they have, black people are reading and believe, is all, I mean, it's worse than whole rotten old cloth that you can use anymore like it is cloth. Dear, the Bible is not something that you can use about God make heaven and earth and, you know, and put two great lights on all those kind of stuff. That's not history. It is not history. These sodomites write these things just like they make a calendar AD and a Domini, and don't have no real government a fee for it. They do not. When you don't know, you just don't know. But look at how much sense they have. They write it in the Bible. That is to let you know it's not a real story. What they write in the Bible about Lot, it's not a real story. So they're always using anything they know about black people and turn it into something else. They are faggots. They don't have endocrine that is civilized. Okay? And that's why they imitate the black people so much. See, they're dressing up and carrying on now. Like, he's like, you know, they can... He appears to put black people out of the way, and they can just run the world forevermore. That's not true. Why you think they are in all of our territory? Why they didn't go out long before us and spread themselves all over the world? Because they did not have civilized ability to do it. And they still do not. Sodomite men, they are their culture. They are sodomites. They don't have the intellect to live on their own. That's why they push out the black people out everywhere they are. And too bad, we have not proven to be developed enough to deal with them because they educate themselves like beyond most black people now. But the point is, they are doing all these criminal things, atrocities, in broad daylight. And they have, AD and a Domini law code to back up themselves. But they can come to America and tell black people that they are not human beings. They don't deserve freedom. They do that. Don't you know it? And how all the black people in America, not one of them could make a difference. Because you hear of a lot of black people who fight against them, and how many of them dead. No, black people shouldn't die. But look at how many of them these guys have lynched and killed, and you hear how much they kill at this state, the other state, and all that. Nobody shouldn't dead. But that shows you it doesn't matter how much a hybrid you are, if you don't educate yourself, see what they did? They decided to take our money and set up universities and colleges and set the language system up, set it up for us to patternize, for us to take pattern of what they teach in their school, because they're that smart. And when we don't know, that's what they are doing. They are leading us into a mental reconstruction. The psyche of our mind has changed. When we go through the process that they set for us, we are not the same people anymore. So our internal feeling is one thing. What is in your head is another thing, because they can't put another endocrine inside of your body. So the gland, what your glands are secreting, is definitely when it go up in your blood, it's not working the way it's supposed to, because you believe something different from what your endocrine is saying. That is what is happening. These guys don't have the same endocrine like a black civilized people. And that's the trouble in the world today. Since they come aboard, the place, the world is different. Different. Just about in every psychological way, and we are afraid of them. Now, if we did know the truth, we would not be afraid of them. You see? But they begin to, like, change the vernacular of the black people no sooner than over the past 12,000 years that they come into the know of education and language and stuff like that. And they never had. So they have it. They say, yes, we get them right where we want them. So when they overthrow the king 2,600 years ago and work their theatrical tricks and talk about, oh, it's not them. It's not them. They hide their identity. Their identity is not properly hidden because they don't have enough sense to do it. And that's why now I, who don't have no big education, can read and find out. Oh, but wait a minute. No, what these people are writing don't make no sense, because they'll be standing here and say they are over there. And you see them standing right where they are disowning. They don't have any sense. They don't have that much sense. And they begin to feel very confident that they can just do anything they want to do to the black people. That's the confidence they have. But put them on the phone right now and tell them to call me. 661-467-2407. Put them on the line. Put one of them on the line. You know, like, put the greatest U.S. attorney on the line with the objective to argue with me Constitution and the jurisdiction for the Constitution is A.D. and Adamani, nothing else. And tell me, let him explain to us, what is the jurisdiction that created AD and Adamani calendar? Ask them that. And see, as a legal mind, USA federal law code that rests upon AD and Adamani, make him tell what is the legal jurisdiction for AD and Adamani in the year of our Lord. Explain the jurisdiction and the foundation, premise, and the precedent for in the year of our Lord. If you can do that, then you have ground for your whereabouts. But if you don't have that, you don't have any grounds for where you say you won nothing at all. And be in the Western Hemisphere, you don't stand a chance. You don't stand a chance. You are being caught breaking in and stealing from the black people. That's what you're doing. I'm playing no music. I'm arguing. So I have time. Somebody to call me and talk to me. I ain't playing no music. These folks, they're sodomites. They're sodomite culture. What they're doing all around the world and talk about their own, they don't own not even the fly, not even a butterfly. Don't even talk about caterpillar. White people don't own nothing. White men, white people, they don't own anything. It's lies. Because the divine or the, yes, divine, the perpetual energy, evidence for white people existence. It doesn't have nothing. And they would think that what they have here as a federal government, that is what gives them and give people everything they have. And that's a lie. That's a lie. It would have to be in history. Certified history. Dump the Bible, because the Bible don't even have, not even the dust of certification, legal certification. Kingship government ruled the world since the gods came here. All right? So what they're talking on all the bureaucracy that you have here is AD and Adamani response. And it AD and Adamani don't have no king law code that gives it life. Kingship is not in anything these sodomites do. They don't have no civilized government whatsoever. Otherwise, show it. In prehistory or modern history with academic certification. White people don't have authentic legal certification for nothing that's on their own. Nothing! And trace it 12,000 years come to where for 509 BC. See where these people coming from. 12,000 years, right down to 509 BC. That is under the polytheism era. Check it. Because now we have the evidence. BC versus AD and Adamani. We know what BC foundation is. We know the precedent of BC. Record of the past. What is AD and Adamani work, record of the past? Since it must show foundation for its authenticity, legal authenticity. AD and Adamani cannot come out of the sky when the world has been full of law and order before its time. Show me the foundation for AD and Adamani. None. Just like you can't show no foundation for Jesus Christ. Because this story is coming from 2,000 years ago. Since when there is a Jesus Christ? This is something they write with a pen. They invent that. The time when they said Jesus was born, AD first. But no, God, no. History doesn't show that nothing happened during those periods. They don't write all these stuff and come here and they want to like tell you that they own everything. They own nothing. Now, today, I want what I'm saying to get out. And it's the reason why I don't continue to play this music. Because I could sit here and talk for the next few hours. And when the episode ends and they return it to the profile, where people to play, where people play it. All they hear is the opening tune. And if I play any other tune, that's all you hear. These sodomites are out there, and they are puffed up. They are angry that an African person is someplace fucking those kind of stuff. They're angry. So what they do, yes, it's their network. It's not their network. It's every single thing that they sit on in the Western Hemisphere is African. And they're such an idiot fucking ass that they cannot see something is wrong with what they do. That they're going to make law in America. Imagine. They don't have no shame or ambition. They're full of narcissism until they're stink. They have a right to burn down anything black people are. Bomb it. Get rid of it. Because all they want to do is the world to have things, and fuck each other's ass as much as they want. And I'm saying, no, you know, go back to where you come from. Because we are not going to accept this. We have by far more integrity than to suit down to white people fucking their ass and come here in our territory and take our system of law and order and marrying each other to fuck near each other. It's about time that we know the truth of the civilized world and stop accommodating these uncivilized white quacko people, damn. It's about time. It is about time. Get out. Okay? And I must sit here every time and talk civilized argument, our history. Michael Gallinger, research of Africa. These poisonous, you know, I mean, wretched, you know, I mean, these phantom, I mean, lover, you know, people. They decide that they're going to, like, shut us down. Well, you know what? I know that the minute that we begin to show our creators that we understand now and we will represent their way of life here that they brought here and give us, they know anytime we begin to go there, they are going to make preparation for us to live. So these guys come here and talk about the AB and the Domini and take away our inalienable rights. Rights restored. Because now, what you're going to tell me that I owe you money and stuff like that? You owe us money. All black people money. We don't owe them nothing. In a them so-called bureaucracy that they use to suck everything out of black people. We don't owe them nothing. Go in the world, listen to Texas. You know, let them take you into like a court of law and you ask them about jurisdiction. AD and the Domini jurisdiction. Because that's all they're leaning on. Now, so I told you where we are coming from. They came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's new world, new age of scientific growth, spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished. As revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testament to their greatness. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods indelibly written in stone. I know that's a fact. Anyway you go on planet Earth, you can tell that. All right. So like I say, I am on my way out, but I want to like bring this as the feature for the next, say, the next 15 minutes. Caucasoid Puritan, use Jesus Kingdom Dominion Reconstruction is teaching on black. They wrote it, and that's where I get it from. They came to America. We're talking about like about 1800 years after they threw the king out of Italy. Okay? And they from then, they have money. They have money galore to do all what they want to do. All right? Yes. To fake science. Fake experts. Fake all of it. Like, they are the original. They are the original for, in science and everything. And tell you what is human evolution and all these kind of stuff. These sodomites. Look, you have to understand that when these guys come out and all of what they're doing, they come out with all of their neighborhood sodomite people. Like in the case of Lot in Genesis 19. You see, and they are telling you that the whole community was sodomy. They all come down on Lot and say, send out these two men to us because we want to know them. You know what no mean? No, in this context, have to sex their ass. Okay, so all you see these white people carrying on and about church. These are pious white people who go to church and stuff like that. You think they are your friend? They are not to be your friend because they are here helping their pioneer turn black people into sodomy. And that means kill the black people's civilization. That's what they're saying. That's what they're doing. That's what the Bible is about. That's what Christianity is about. Because when you talk about kingdom, dominion, reconstruction, it's teaching that they were the forerunners from back in the 16th century. They were forerunners of the kingdom, dominion, reconstruction, it's teaching. My question is, what is reconstructionist teaching? What is the teaching that they are using to reconstruct the African people? Because they must come here to us. They live in their place and come everywhere we are. 1,000 years coming right along. From the fact that they learn to read from us and learn everything, learn language and everything from us, this is what they plan. So now, from they took our military and have money to finance what they want to do, they have the faculty to do it, and that they start to do. So now when they talk about they come here because of church prosecution, not Nagasa. So he said, the fact is the Puritans were the forerunners of today's kingdom, dominion, reconstruction, and teaching. And Christianity is about converting black people. That's what it's about. And there is no grounds for this conversion. We were not born in a garden of Eden at all with no Adam and Eve, because them can only write that in a book. They can't show you the geography where the spirit God did do the job. Do you think spirit built the all of these monoliths, all of these magnificent monuments and baffling monoliths? You think a ghost built them? No. And if ghosts did, we wouldn't see the ghost, but we would see all of these structures. Why they can't show us the structure where Adam and Eve, the place, the geography, where Adam and Eve were created by a spirit God? Nothing didn't happen like that. These are sodomites writing these things that are not true. And so they manage to fool the black civilized people and come with different, you know, have a different context of academic understanding. Because they said, write that and say it long time when they're into Egypt. You know, I read the article long time ago when I just begin to start reading and discovering things that there were people who are doing these kinds of stuff and changing the concept of the past. I mean, I was shocked to read something like that. That's what they began to do. And see them, they succeed. That we, every black people know, I mean, if they don't go to white people's school, it's like they don't go to a school. Imagine that. You imagine that. Now, if you never, if you look, all of what they have done to, like, people like Malcolm X and, you know, who I don't suspect that he was one of their spies. There are other people, like, even like Martin Luther King, I've heard, I don't know, but I've heard that he was like a spy for them as well. A lot of rumors. It's rumors. But look, none of these guys never come out with the right weapon against these folks. They even start fight among themselves. Instead, they go after the white man who started the problem. But they're driven far, far away from what is the real cause why they were out there, you know, trying to, trying to get some kind of a peace treaty with the white people. And they don't know what the white people did 509 BC. You didn't hear no black people talking about no racist problem before 509 BC. You think about that. It's after they overthrow the king, and right now the Pope is still right there at the overthrow of the king of Rome, Italy. Right there. They have the Pope there now. Imagine. Look at what they have accomplished since then. So now, what I'm trying to tell you, they can do all these things, but they are sodomites. They are batty fuckers, right? And there is no other better way to say that, because now they have all these wealth and can put up all these elaborate, I mean, conglomerate place and bureaucracy that they use to contact business. And you think that these people worth anything? They are honest fuckers. They don't have good endocrine. It's not a joke. And all it takes is me to say it. They don't have anything. And they want to rule us. But I'm showing you their insanity. What they write in the Bible is about them. They're writing about themselves. Sodomites. Because we don't have civilized sodomites anywhere. Except those who they convert into Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was a sodomite character, if you don't know. And so it was his father. His father was the first sodomite character. Because plain and simple, there ain't nobody in planet Earth that ever have those names or existed at all. It's a lie. But these people have filled our world with all these fallacies, all these fictional things that we are reckoning with. No, just take a big shovel of facts and blast them into the abyss, right? Because why would they come to America and do what they call a Supreme Court? The Supreme Court? You think that is Supreme Court? Anything? All right, ask me. And I let you know that, look, that is not more than a faggot sham and something that they are imitating black people institution. That's it. They don't have any business here, but they need to go to... Go to Europe and go control them, but take charge of themselves over there. But no, they can't do it. They can't do it because they are fooling the black people, and like they have sufficient knowledge. They are the first originate the civility. Just like, you see what they invent? Democracy. And when did they invent it? 508 BC. That's when they invented cleats then. And now they want that, something like that. Yes, they can say they are invented something like that. But how old is that? 2,600 years? The world was civilized long, long, long before that. So democracy is democracy. It's democracy. These people don't have no clout, no authenticity of government. If they want to have authenticity of government, go back to Europe. They don't have it on no African territory. Have our military going all around the world. Go to Libya, kill Gaddafi, and not even one African country stand up and protest. Not one of them. Have Obama and Hillary do it. And black people are still out there, fool as ever, and still looking up to these people for a paycheck. Get the nastiness, the uncivilized fucking ass thing out of all African territory. We're not going to put up with it no more. I'm going to bring in the disaster on them and wipe them out. And those black people who want to join them will be obliterated too. You see, nice looking young man I saw the other day on the factor singing like Whitney Houston. And he's talking about he has a man looks like he's like 27 or 28 years of it. And he's talking about the love of his life. When they show a picture, it's a white man sitting in a car there driving along. I was shocked. A black man is calling a white man the love of his life, homosexual. Listen. As far as I know, the history is what gives us jurisdiction. And apart from that, there is no way my life is going to breathe the breath of life. And I ignore this kind of atrocities and abomination being enjoyed, the things that are given to us to properly enjoy. These sodomites come and absorb it all, and then absorbing all of our orderly and civilized society into it. No, and as long as the gods hear me and wish to do something, well, please help us, gods, because this is not what we intended to experience. These people have got to go. Let's start seeing the hand of the gods continue to chase them out like these tornadoes that catch them and blow them into the abyss with everything they got. They are no different than what they write in the Bible. They are telling Lot, give us these men and then we want that to look. Take my two daughters and do what you want to do with them. Not making out a lie. Am I right? This nasty faggot writing in the Bible. And give us the Bible that is the divine inspired word of God. And tell you that your mind, for you to believe that it's true, your mind has to be unnatural. Because, it's spiritually discerned. These are the faggots that we're dealing with. They wouldn't take life. They wouldn't take Lot's two daughters. They want the two men were coming here. And you see what they wrote, what the God did with them, smote them with blindness. These people, they are downright dirty to write those things in a Bible for people to believe is the divine word of God. And to faggot in our territory, go back to the cave up on the place there, the Caucasus Mountain, will it? You Caucasoid. Send them over there. Them come here and use our wealth, and they're like, above king, and they're above everything that we know to be authentic kingship government and zodiacal calendar, and they come here to mess everything up, and we just keep quiet. We're done with keeping quiet because we have the knowledge of the truth now, right? And that's all there is to it. There's no argument with them, right? Because if they would want to, like, talk to me, why would they talk to me and say, I am on the right turf. They ain't. And they want to roughshod us? Yes, because they fuck us. You see, you have to fuck vagina to be civilized, master, right? And have children. Anytime you go, I mean, black people are picking with white people, them come off sodomites too. You see, they're lucky if they don't. But I mean, what kind of endocrine crossbreed endocrine that them have? What kind of gland, what kind of hormone them put them gland that secrete? You see, if you don't become gay, I don't know why you don't. All right. You're listening to CRS Radio, the knowledge station. We break no law. White people with AD and Adamani, they can only have law in Europe, not in black people's territory. Right? And the precedence of legal jurisdiction is not under United States so-called federal jurisdiction. It's nonsense. Because AD and Adamani is no legal power or jurisdiction in African territory. The time comes for the truth to reign, because the gods must be, shaking their head at us all this time. Now, we're going to give them something to be proud of us with, because they know we have been developing slowly. They show us that when we go out of the way, the fire is going to burn us. And we have been burned. Right? Too many things in the Bible that show us what these sodomite people have been doing. And only for us to wake up to it. All right? Now, so I'm telling you now this about this. Them call themselves all these fancy names. Right? I guess they hate their proper name, Caucasoid. But they love name like Puritans, because you don't identify who they are unless you really come to know. All right. They use Caucasoid, Puritan, use Jesus, kingdom, dominion, reconstruction, teaching, which is Christianity, Christian teaching. You think Christianity is good? It's a big mistake that. No part of Christianity is good. You need to get out of the institution. That's it. You don't have to believe in the Bible, God, and Jesus Christ, and the devil that them have. The fact is, the Puritans were the forerunners of today's kingdom, dominion, reconstructionist teaching. The Puritans believed that they were carrying to America through Christianity, as decreed by God, the sodomite God, especially as written in the Old Testament. They believed too that they were on a divine mission to America, a place specially appointed by the sodomite spirit God to be the new Israel, a theocratic city on a hill. John Winthrop, the first governor of Massachusetts, assumed that he could transfer the principles of nationhood found in ancient where? Palestine. They call it Israel since 1948. Yes. So they find the principles of black people nationhood in Israel, call it that then, right? Palestine, Palestia. Can transfer the principles of nationhood found in Israel to the Massachusetts Bay Company with no need for explanation. This led the Puritans to interpret scripture in an ultimately pretentious way that gave their own state and society the exalted status of a new Israel. Old Testament law was directly, if not exclusively, incorporated into the legal system of New England. The Massachusetts Bay The Massachusetts Body of Library at the time exists is 1641. There's more in that paragraph, but I did not include the rest because I wanted to carry more into the interface here. Next paragraph. The Puritans viewed themselves as God's special. Think of these sodomite cuckoo batty men, people them, the culture that I am talking about to you. If this is from their document, I'm reading it. I don't hear nobody have any interest in these kind of stuff. And we are struggling with these people stealing everything right in front of our eyes. Them take everything. And if you want to have any place at a little home or something like that, I mean, oh, you have to work hard to have it. How then come here and sell your own land? And I hear that them promise black people in America a $40 on a mule, and them never get it. Now, listen. I don't know if you understand what I am saying to you. Right, but this is a very, very serious thing where black people have found themselves into such a ditch they can't come out of until they have actually accept the Reconstructionist teaching of Christianity. All right, now, so it says the Puritans viewed themselves as God's special people, replacing national Israel. Nowhere do the dangers of this assumption become more clear than in the Puritans' treatment of the Native Americans. Since the Puritans considered themselves God's chosen people, they considered that they had the right to take the land from the heathen, mean the African black people. The American Indians were the new Canaanite promised land. The fruit of Puritan theology was brutal. They saw their mission as convert these Canaanites to Christianity. Didn't I tell you Kingdom Dominion Reconstructionist teaching is Christianity? I told you that. And that they come here to America with it from in the 16th century and tell you that they were forerunners. Am I lying to you? It's their document, not mine. Failing to convert them to Christianity, it was acceptable to slaughter them in the name of Christ. Why are African people worshiping Christian Christ? For example, the Puritan massacres of the Pequot Indian tribe on May 26, 1637, and again on July 14, 1637, were deemed by the Puritans to be directed by God. Now, my friends, you want to hear anything else? If you are a Christian person, a black person, a Chinese or an Indian or a you know, the Arab, Hispanic, any African people. When you hear this, what do you think? That's what they did to the black people in America. For America, now if you come to have America, the American dream. These are the kind of people we're talking about. Kill off the Indians within 6 weeks. They hunt them down when they're sleeping and kill them, woman, children, and man. That's what they did. And we are here in church still, praising Jesus and thanking God. Jesus, you know, paid it all on Calvary. And not that's all. These are the Indo-European people that go all around the world and kill the black people. I mean, look, I give you my well wish and blessing and hope that wisdom and understanding will enlighten the African people and wake them out of their slumber. Get the history. Get the knowledge. To you today, as I close out, and CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station.